I'll tell you, though, for veterans and for some individuals who are sensitive, and I'll tell you, for many, if not most, dogs, and lots of other pets, too, including our cats, it's a tough time. And right now, it's happening. So at this point in time, Dr. Kelly Valentine, veterinary behaviorist, contributor to a book called Decoding Your Dog, which I must say is terrific because it offers information on not only this issue, but other anxiety issues and other issues. What do you do as far as puppy training or house training a dog? And dog is just pulling on the leash. What do you do? Some common problems. Answers all of that, as your colleagues do in the book called Decoding Your Dog. But right now, the issue is fireworks, Dr. Valentine. It's here. They're here. What do we do?
They sure are.
Yeah.
Yes, well, you could hide in your closet, as I am doing right now, so I could avoid the fireworks sounds, so I could do this talk with you.
So you're hearing them where you are even. It's daylight, so it's against the law, but nobody seems to care about that. And it's
Indeed.
Not only our dogs and cats often, it's lots of individuals, too, you know, and every year we read in the newspaper that a person lost their arm, lost fingers because of it, and it doesn't seem to deter people. So what can we do to help our dogs at this point in time?
Well, at this point in time, so, you know, fireworks are happening now. They're definitely going to be happening tomorrow. So the best thing that you can do is limit your dog's time outside. I would suggest just, you know, real quick potty breaks and really try to avoid taking them outside at all during the height of the fireworks. And then it could be really helpful to set them up with a nice, comfy spot inside your home, preferably in an interior room where it'll be more quiet so they can, you know, hunker down during the actual fireworks themselves.
And do some common sense things, you know, close the windows and close the blinds maybe even.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, what is the value of turning on, say, a certain talk radio station like 720 AM in the background so they're not hearing that, or classical music even? And how about that old idea of distraction, which if the dog is not absolutely panicked, may be able to work?
Yeah, so background noise is absolutely helpful, and, you know, it's there's a lot of individual variations. So you're right, some dogs, you know, really are calmed by talk radio, others classical music, and then even some others, you know, it might seem counterintuitive, but if you have something that has kind of a louder beat, that might help compete with the sound of the fireworks. And then I always love adding a white noise machine in combination with that type of, like, music or talk radio. Other than that, so you were talking about distraction. So if your dog will actually eat during fireworks, and some of them don't because some of them are too scared, but if they will eat, pairing the sound of the fireworks with something that they love, like their most favorite treat, can actually help quite a bit. And the timing there is really important. So you want to try to time it within, you know, a couple of seconds of that loud bang. So as soon as you hear that, offer them up one of their favorite goodies and then repeat that, you know, throughout the night as that continues to happen. So it'll be good to have, you know, a nice supply of those treats on hand, and also, you know, probably cut down on their dinner tonight if you're going to be giving them a lot of treats.
So texters are saying all sorts of different things as far as what they do. One said, well, I stay in the closet myself because I think I'm more fearful than my dog. Another said that we found staying in the basement works well.
Yes. If you have a basement, I mean, that's ideal because you're going to get the best level of sound buffering once you're underground. You know, but for those of us who don't have access to a basement, or maybe we're elevated, an interior room is a good second choice.
What about going to the pet store and getting something? So there are some things you can get that you don't. So maybe a storm defender, or a, what's the one that I'm trying to think of? It's a vest that the dogs wear.
Oh, so yes, there's a thunder shirt.
That's the one.
You can get. Yep, absolutely. Those are things that, you know, that can help, but you want to make sure that your dog is comfortable with it, because some dogs really don't like having those pressure vests on. And then some of them, that the Velcro specifically on the thunder shirt, is quite noisy. So some of them can get scared by the noise of the Velcro. So.
Is there any, you know, so it's too late for that medication probably. However, unless you can find a veteran, say the veterinary offices are closed. Today's Sunday, tomorrow's Monday, the 4th, so they're not open. But is there, the pet stores are open, is there a product people can buy over the counter?
So there are some over-the-counter supplements that can potentially help. So one of those would be L-theanine. There's a trade name called Anxetane, which you can usually only get through your veterinarian, but you can get Anxetane over-the-counter. There's also Soliquin, which can potentially be very helpful, and as well as Zilkine. That's another supplement that you can give a couple hours before the actual fireworks event.
And if the dog
and then there are pheromones.
Yeah. So if the dog, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just looking at the clock here.
Okay.
So if the dog is absolutely panicked, it may be tough for these. But if the dog is just a bit anxious, these products can help. And by the way, you mentioned Zilkine. That's a hydrolyzed milk protein. So as great-grandma said, take a cup of milk the night before your big test. It'll relax you. And this is essentially the same idea. Dr. Ballantyne, you gave us some hints as to what we can do. Thank you so very much. It is always great to talk with you.
You're welcome, Steve. Thank you.